Little Willies are our guest today in a live session recorded at Indre's Studios here in Philadelphia. They are Lee Alexander on the bass, Jim Campolongo on guitar, Nora Jones on piano and vocals, Richard Julian on guitar and vocals, and Dan Reiser behind the drum kit. They are a fun, kind of perfect bar band you might accidentally discover in a Texas roadhouse, although they are really from downtown New York City, and the only Texan among them is Nora. The set begins with this version of the Bob Wills Western Swing classic, Roly Poly.
Shabby shoes I'm wearing, Lord, they're full of I wouldn't stand a chance. I wouldn't have a pocket in my patched up pants. No matter how I struggle and strive,
Little Willies are playing live for us today, and a song, I guess, associated with Hank Williams, and Roly Poly, I always think Bob Wills. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
But tell me about this. Those songs were written by the same guy, right?
Fred Rose co-wrote both of them, I think. He might have wrote Roly Poly by himself, and then he co-wrote Never Get Out with Hank Williams.
Good stuff. How did the Little Willies go about choosing what went on here? Because I heard originally it was all Willie Nelson covers at some point, or was that just a story?
That was the idea. We thought, oh, the Little Willies would be a really funny band name. Let's make it an all Willie Nelson cover band. But we never actually did that. It was just kind of the way we thought we would do it, and then right. We didn't.
Would have required learning too much music.
Yeah.
How did things come together? It seems like, I mean, everybody here kind of, I know, knows each other from one way or another. Is that the general beginning?
Yeah, we've known each other, most of us, for 5-6 years. Some of us, yeah, mostly that, I think. I don't know how intricately you want to get into that. It's kind of complicated.
You could take up the whole episode for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Right. When did you actually feel like you were getting serious about it, or has that happened yet?
We're still getting there.
Yeah, last summer, I guess, yeah, almost a year ago, we were finally all home for a good chunk of time, which hadn't happened in the past 3 years. So we had some residencies down at the living room in New York. We'd play every week, and then we finally felt a little tighter as a band, and Lee and I had a recording studio that we were building, and we needed to christen it, and this seemed like a perfect fit. That's how we recorded.
Right. And then you started touring out this, going all over the place this summer. And how has that been? I would think, I mean, Richard, you lead your own band, have your own career. And people may have heard of Nora's career also. What is it like for you to kind of, Nora, specifically, to be kind of like just a member of the band? That must be nice in some ways.
It's great. That's why I'm doing this, because it's so fun for me. But we're not really doing like a major tour or anything. We've done 4 dates, and that's all we have right now.
Oh, okay. Well,
exhausting.
I had a chance. Well, then, let's win. Richard, you want to do one next? Start things?
Sure.
Keep things going?
Yeah. Do this song by Jimmy Driftwood.
See very much alive, and I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee stud. I had a little trouble with my sweetheart's pa. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I left her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the sun and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a
Tennessee stud. We drifted on down into no man's land. We crossed that river called Rio Grande. I raced my horse with a Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and the gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and it fell with a thud, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like a Tennessee stud.
Love. It's Not You, It's Me. Interestingly enough, Richard, that's one of your songs?
Mm-hmm. Ah. I wrote it with a country singer named Ashley Monroe.
And how did it end up being one that Nora sings?
Well, we're friends, and yeah. I mean,
well, it works
friends.
Really well.
Yeah, so I mean, he plays songs. We play songs for each other all the time, and he played it, and I always liked it. And then I asked him whatever happened to it, and he said that she wasn't gonna record it. So I said, well, let's do it.
I couldn't sing it because it's from a female point of view, and so I was happy.
Yeah,
somebody was going to do it.
Yeah. Sounds great. Probably for a lot of people, a real revelation about hearing Little Willie's and somebody they might not know about is Jim Campolongo, who plays the guitar here. And well, pick your brain a little bit, Jim. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in South San Francisco.
Ah, okay.
California.
Were you always a country fan, or did you play other things?
Well, yeah. I mean, I when I first played guitar, I was just trying to learn, Spoonful by Cream, you know. But after a couple of years, you know, I got this Roy Buchanan album. Or actually, I had that record before I played guitar. I got it when I was about 11 or 12, and it had a Merle Haggard song on it, and I really liked it, you know. So I kind of dug deeper and deeper, and By the end of my teens, I was really into Merle Haggard and that kind of music.
Now, if you're a fan of country music, you end up being a fan of the Telecaster because almost everybody uses a Telecaster. How did that come about? Why? Is it just more expressive? Or?
Well, you know, there's a lot of reasons. I mean, it was the first mass-produced electric guitar, so it's kind of like a Model T. And what's amazing is it would be like if everybody still drove Model Ts. And I don't know, maybe we should, I don't know. But it's kind of like they got it right the first time. But a lot of it too has to do with a lot of the music that I like was played on a Telecaster, so I'm just trying to recreate that. And you know, guys like Roy Buchanan and you know, others just kind of paved the way. You know, I'm just kind of playing some of the stuff they did.
Now, Richard, you're from... We could say you're from the South. You're from Delaware. People sometimes say Delaware's south of something. Were you into country? Country south of Philly. Were you into country music as a kid?
Well, I was. My mom was really into country music, so I had it in the house a lot, and I always liked it. It wasn't Jim's affiliation with it is more his own, you know, self discovery. But I always grew up with Kris Kristofferson and Willie Nelson playing in the house. A lot of bluegrass. A lot of the songs that I'm singing in the band here are stuff that I got from my mom, even suggestions that she makes, you know, a lot of the time.
Wow. She's in the house. Let's give her a hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I already know the one lyric that I screwed up earlier that she's going to point out after the show, so there's no bother at this point.
And Nora, you're the only legitimate Texan in the group, right? Were you into country music at all?
Yeah, I grew up listening to Willie Nelson. My grandma lived in Oklahoma. So I grew up with a lot of that. I didn't really get into it, though, until high school and then mostly college.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up with a lot of Willie Nelson, mostly.
I got to check this. There's an apocryphal story that the reason why you ended up coming to New York City was, Richard, you were on tour or something, and what's that story? I don't know the whole.
Well, Nora was in college at North Texas State, and me and my friend Jesse Harris were traveling across the country together, and some friends of ours that we also played with happened to be doing a jazz clinic at North Texas State. And Nora came and picked us up in her car because she had a huge car, this old blue Cadillac.
71.
It was cool. It had these big windows.
Sedan DeVille.
Yeah. And so, you know, we just met and, you know, we had a jam session on this golf course and it was just, you know, I don't know. Somebody said, hey, why don't you sing a song? Because she said she sang, you know. And so she sang, and we were like, oh, that's really good. So, it was just sort of like that.
And we kept in touch, and then when I moved to New York, I knew those guys pretty well. My mom was horrified, though, that I had a jam session on a golf course at midnight with a bunch of strange men from New York.
Yeah. We didn't go over too well with her early on. The mom, with Nora, I think we did.
And then I quit school and moved to New York to play music, so. Now she's fine.
Oh, because she lets him in the house now. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, everybody seems to have mentioned Willie Nelson. Can you do a Willie tune?
Okay.
Yeah.
This song, it's called I Gotta Get Drunk, and it's hard for me to sing in the middle of the afternoon, but I got a drink in my hand. It's a tea, but it'll have to do.
I gotta get dunk.
I gotta get dunk in donuts. Shorty dread, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. Start to spend my money calling everybody, honey, and wind up singing the blues. Spend my whole paycheck on some old rat, brother, I could name you a few. Gotta get drunk, shorty dread, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I gotta get drunk, can't stay sober, there's a lot of good people in town. Start to see me, holler, see me, spend my dollar, and I wouldn't even let them down. There's a lot of doctors that tell me I better stop putting down. But there's more old drunks than the alcohol doctor, so I guess I better have another round.
Matt! is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. Nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life.
Another Willie Nelson tune finishing up our set today from the Little Willies. Once again, thanks to Leah Alexander, Jim Campolongo, Nora Jones, Richard Julian, and Dan Reiser, the Little Willies.
Thanks again to Little Willies for joining us today on the Cafe. Hard to get those folks together. You can imagine they have their own personal commitments. But great session today, and if you're looking for Little Willie's album, it's on our website, worldcafe.npr.org, in our World Cafe CD store.